This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Did Alex Cox die of natural causes?
I don't think so.
No? I mean, but was it a murder of Alex Cox, or was it a suicide of Alex Cox? Like, were they all in this thought process that, hey, if Alex dies and goes to the other side, he can control things more for all of us? Because they're very much talking like Alex is on the other side pulling the strings in a very positive light, not like we had to get rid of him because he was dark, as they did with so many other people. I'm wondering if that was the thinking, if that's what happened to him, truly.
Well, I think certainly that was the thinking. And remember, I mean, kind of their mind control was a big element of them being able to manipulate people, and, mm-hmm. and the mind control being that by your actions, the things that you've done to help us get to our exalted status, you have earned a place. Mm-hmm. Like you are going to the promised land. And, you know, when we heard that just morbidly weird blessing that Chad gives Alex, that, you know, 15-minute blessing, like that was telling Alex, look, man, you've done the Lord's work here. Mm-hmm. You know, you're the protector of your sister. You're the protector of the goddess. You've earned your place, you know? And so your concept, it could be either way.
Yeah.
I could definitely see where Alex is like, I've taken care of what I needed to take care of. Like, I'm a liability for them now.
Yeah.
I realize that, and I'm going to call it, and yeah. I'm going to end my life at my own hand. And I can also see a situation where, like, Alex is a real liability for us.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to take care of him. Like, I could see both things being a distinct possibility. I don't think Joe Ryan's death was, which is Lori's third husband, I don't think his death was a natural yeah. death. If they were to really dig into that, I think that these two were just murderous yeah. monsters that would stop at nothing. To what end is really the question that you have yeah. to ask yourself. It's like, you always are like I've always thought that Lori really believed all the bullshit that they were selling. I think that she thought that she was exalted, that she had a direct line to God, and, you know, like, I think she was buying all of it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think she saw everybody that was any kind of an impediment to her being exactly what she thinks that she should be is going to end up dead.
Yeah.
You know, they're way off the charts on the darkness scale, and you gots to go.
Yeah. No, completely. It yeah. is interesting to hear her kind of get, you can hear the anxiety in her voice, which is something you don't normally think of with her, of like, why aren't the plans going quite as they should? What's happening? Why aren't the strings being pulled the way they should on the other side with Alex? Let's take a look at this testimony here.
I do.
It was meant to go this way, you think, is what I'm saying.
I do. It's terrible. Minor changes here and there, but overall, this was part of the blueprint. I mean, just
what?
Oh, I just wish it hadn't been. But I'm thinking of previous blueprints where the people weren't warned either.
Yeah.
Maddening. You know, Ray's in that contractor position for a reason, and he's not gonna drop us for another project.
Well, can't he forcibly use a hand, punch some people in the face, and get some things done? Some people in particular, like the 3%er person?
I don't think he wants to be violent.
Well, I'm not saying be violent. I'm saying get their attention.
He did. What he did is kind of mute her effect. He just kind of kept her in her place for quite a while, to the point it almost diffused any value of her.
Not talking about that. In the beginnings, you know, going back over the whole blueprint and all the things that we've been, you know, I don't know what the word is, you know, when you go through it. Anyway, a lot of that stuff could have been avoided.
Yeah.
Just minor tweaks.
Yes.
And I don't know why it had to go down this road to where we are now in the project.
You know, I don't fully understand. I think he'd text you back or write you back.
Ultimately, what I need from you is that the project is going to be finished and everything is going to be fine and it's going to work out.
That's what he said.
Well, I need you to tell me that every day, several times.
Okay. My sweet, lovely Lola, things are going to work out. Not just because he says so, but because I know so. It's a marvelous plan. Slight.
How do you know so? Pickup.
How do I know? It's been shown to me, honey. I've seen those beautiful eyes filled with tears as she sings to amazing groups of people. And I've seen that wonderful body dance to heavenly songs.
Wow.
What a weirdo. What a freak. Such a weirdo.
Oh, reactions to that.
I mean, what can you say?
Yeah.
The thing speaks for itself.
It does.
You know, it's like, he's just such a weirdo. And it's like, you know, you hear that one though, and it's like, you know, she's giving him the power. Mm-hmm. You know, she's saying to him, I need to hear it from you, big guy. I need you to tell me it's all going to be okay. That's how she's putting it on him.
Yeah.
That he's got to take care of the shit. Cause at this point she's in custody because when they took her in custody because of the whole kid situation,
yep.
Like, you know, so like she's just running the game and like, he's like, it's so tell your big, beautiful eyes and you know, that beautiful body of yours dance. Like he's a one track mind dude, man.
Oh,
like,
completely.
You know, Lori, he way out kicked his coverage with her, you know, and he's well aware of it. Like everything for him is about being knee deep into Lori.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything for her is about using him as a tool to get what she needs done. And yeah, he's done, man. Like, I don't know if they offered him a plea. Like typically the plea is, you know, we'll take life, you know, we'll take death penalty off and give you life. You know, I don't know if they made that offer.
Yeah.
But he was a fool to have not have taken it.
If they did.
Pryor knew. Like, none of this is a surprise to his lawyer.
No.
His lawyer knew about all this stuff coming down the pike. And that case was a real slow burn in the beginning. You know, it's like, oh, my God, when are we going to get to the Chad stuff?
Yeah. Now we're here.
Then we got to the Chad stuff. And it's... It's heavy duty. It's heavy duty Chad stuff.
It's even darker. Just when you thought it couldn't get any darker, it gets darker. And
yep.
Yeah.
No doubt. Twisted world we live in, man.
Completely.
Twisted world we live in.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.